Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show, Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen and take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. You are very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And whenever you're tuning in, no matter how you found us, I like to think you're here for a reason. I hope that something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective, strikes your curiosity, and helps you move forward. So many of us are working to clear old energy, let go of old patterns and limits so that we can be empowered to live authentically, in agreement, in connection, in flow with the divine. My guest on today's show is Sonia Choquette, and in her new book, Grace, Guidance, and Gifts, she shows us how to connect with all three, to use our inner resources and our outer resources for greater success and connection in life. Sonia will be joining us in the next segment of the show. We'll talk about her work, this new book, and the importance of setting intentions of daily connection with Source to help us receive the blessings of living an authentic, empowered life. Now, many of you know that I am a strong believer in the value of having a daily spiritual practice. Taking time every day, not necessarily a massive stress-inducing chunk of time, but a little bit of time every day, and making that a priority, valuing it. And that's absolutely vital if you want to shift out of old patterns, clear and raise your energy, and begin to connect with your own spiritual nature, your divine essence. And I spoke with somebody a while back who was really struggling on her spiritual journey. She was going through a lot of change in just about every aspect of her life. I mean, everything. It was an uproar, a sea of change, including a challenging situation that she was having as a caretaker to an elderly parent. And what makes all of this worse, she says to me, is that I was diagnosed about 20 years ago with a chronic illness. And now the illness is flaring up because of all this stress with home and job and taking care of my parent. I'm exhausted and I can't feel any connection to anything. Now, we know that every physical illness has an energetic component. And so when you're looking at dis-ease, at imbalance of the physical body, you also look at the energy around that. Where is it not at ease? Where is it out of balance energetically? And so when I looked at this woman intuitively, what my guide showed me was that the exhaustion she was feeling was a manifestation of her fear of being awake. Awake to her own gifts, to her own power. Awake to the possibilities, the opportunities that can come with any time of change. Maybe even especially in the challenging times of change. She was afraid of being awake to actually live through, to experience everything that was going on around her. And as we talked further, This woman told me that she had very strong intuitive abilities, but she'd tried everything she could to shut them down, that they scared her. One of the things that she was the most afraid of was that what if she looked at her elderly parent and maybe without asking for it, she'd get blindsided with some kind of psychic knowledge that her parent was going to pass. It's one of the things she was afraid of the most. How can I possibly do this alone? She asked me. This is too much for me. And this woman, this beautiful, bright, strong soul, was holding so much fear. She was working so hard not to be awake in her situation that her illness was flaring. She was exhausted and she was in pain. She was physically, emotionally, spiritually in pain. And the first thing I recommended for her is what I recommend for you and what I recommend for myself, because I'm learning too. I'm on this journey. This is for me too. I recommended that she begin a daily spiritual practice. When we take a few minutes a day to get quiet and connect with Source, to remember that we are indeed spiritual beings in physical bodies, when we open ourselves up to renewing and refreshing our unbreakable connection with the divine, it changes everything. And then we're not lonely beings slogging through some kind of awful torment with no help in sight. When we connect with the divine in us, when we tap into our connection with Source, we realize that we vibrate with all the energy, all the connection, the oneness we have with and in all things. So we're never asked to do it alone. We're never alone. And when we realize that, then we can start to look at and begin to shift the limiting patterns and beliefs that keep us overburdened and keep us in pain. So when we make connecting daily a priority, everything changes. So how can you start a daily spiritual practice? I think it's as simple as this, okay? Take 3 minutes first thing in the morning and 3 minutes last thing at night to just be where you are. And that means sit still, quiet your mind, and listen. Listen to the sounds around you. Listen to the beating of your heart, your breathing. Don't worry about saying the right prayer or reaching nirvana or wearing the right yoga pants or anything like that. Just be where you are. God, Source, the divine, is right here, right now, in us, working through us. But until we allow ourselves to become aware of that, right here, right now, coming into the present moment, we don't get it. We think we're on our own. Connecting in the present moment, starting a habit of daily awareness, of listening, of receptivity, that's a great way to get the ball rolling. If 3 minutes a day is too much, try 1 minute. 1 minute. If you can't say 1 minute, try 30 seconds. No kidding. 30 seconds is enough. 15 seconds. Just do it. When I was speaking with my client about this, it occurred to me that it takes a lot more energy to stay disconnected from Source than it does to connect. Because our connection with the divine is unbreakable, never goes away, can't be used up or snuffed out. Being in that connected place is our natural state of being. It takes one heck of a lot of effort to ignore the connection, to not respond to that inner desire to be closer to the divine. But we can get used to anything, right? And a lot of us are so accustomed to the disconnect that we don't see how hard we have to work to maintain it. We don't see that the imbalances in our bodies, in our relationships, the patterns we hold are showing the strain of holding that habit of being out of balance, out of right relationship. Yes, it takes a bit of energy to begin a daily spiritual practice. But once you begin, once it becomes a habit, the relief of having a daily oasis for connection, the ease of feeling things begin to come back into alignment, that is ample payoff for the energy it takes to begin. And you'll find that the benefits of the practice are more awareness and connection in all aspects of your existence. Clarity about purpose, insight about people, understanding and using your natural intuitive abilities, joy and freedom as you go about your life. daily, consistent practice not only makes everything easier, helps it all flow, but over time it creates a wonderful transformation, more than an awakening, a vibrant experience of living that empowered, authentic life. Now, I could talk about this forever, and maybe I will, but it's time for a short break. When we come back, Sonia Choquette will join us to talk about her new book, Gifts, Guidance, and Grace. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back after this.
I don't know how this whole business started, of you thinking that I had been untrue.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City SolveUrbanRace.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is world-renowned author, storyteller, vibrational healer, and sixth sensory spiritual teacher, Sonia Choquette. She's the author of many books, good ones too, including the New York Times bestseller, The Answer is Simple. Her new book is Grace, Guidance, and Gifts, Sacred Blessings to Light Your Way, and that book is available everywhere. Find out more about Sonia and her work at soniachoquette.com. Sonia, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hey, I love coming out of the fog. I'm very happy to be with you.
I like coming out of the fog, too. It's very clarifying and energizing. It's good.
Yes.
Before the break, I was talking a little bit about how important a daily spiritual practice is, how vital it is, how grounding it is as we move through the journey. And I know from reading your new book that this is something that you believe strongly in, too. I'm wondering what you feel is valuable about a daily spiritual practice. And if you're comfortable, I'd love to know a little bit about what yours is like.
Well, absolutely. First of all, to come out of the fog means to change the frequency and the vibration that we live and express ourselves in, from that of a contracted, fear-based, misinformed ego frequency, frightened frequency, anxious frequency, and into the expanded connecting frequency of the heart and spirit. And to change that frequency is more than an idea. It has to be something that we integrate into our cellular matrix, into our emotional body, into our mental perceptions, because they run in patterns that get very, very stuck, and they're like grooves in the road. And the only way that we're actually going to shift and experience life out of the fog in an expanded way, in a way in which we feel a more joyful direct contact with life, feel a more direct contact and joyful support from our Creator, and feel a more empowered relationship to one another, is by changing the frequency. And that doesn't come about with the idea.
No.
That only comes about by doing something different to establish this new frequency and entrain ourselves energetically, emotionally, physically, mentally, and open our spirit to a higher energy. And so even when I teach workshops, and I can actually accomplish that in people, I can shift that frequency from head to heart, from contraction to expansion. But I tell my students, now the work begins. You've had this introduction, you have this experience, but you will lose it unless you do the work of sustaining it.
Right.
So my daily practice is actually a very important part of my life, and it's one that I protect very vigorously and don't allow anything to intrude upon. It starts with, in the morning, I spend a few moments being grateful. I start the day thanking God my eyes opened, and I have a brand new day to create. I start to think about what I love. And I just, as I get up, take a shower, stretch, start my day, I say them out loud, the things I love. I love my daughters. I love my dog. I love my home. I love the fact that my knee is healing because I had a knee surgery this year. I love the little robin's nest outside my window as she sits on her blue egg. I just look at what is right in front of me and notice what I love right now. Mm-hmm. I then spend 90 minutes doing yoga, and not rigorous. I do it with my neighbor. And while I do it, we just create. We're doing the moves, but we're talking and creating. And if it's not with her, I'll just do it by myself. But I use that time while I'm doing yoga. And believe me, I am no yogi. I just like it. And it's the best for me because I travel. But I create. I talk about what I'd love to experience next. I talk about my creations and I listen to myself so I can see how my voice sounds, if it's a true heart's desire. Mm. And then I become aware and then eliminate the things that I say want, but I really don't, at least not right now.
Right.
And then I have an absolutely delicious cup of latte coffee, mm-hmm. and my little yoga. and I put on my favorite songs, and I sing for a few minutes while I come into my office and get ready to start my day. I do the same thing on the road, minus the coffee if it's not available. I bring tea bags with chai. Mm-hmm. And I give myself that 90 minutes to an hour and 45.
Wow.
So I get up early.
Yeah.
Because that is my selfish, self-caring, centered in self, daily contact. And I talk to God out loud. I talk to God out loud, and I ask all the time, you know, I'm not getting this. I'm not feeling this. Take this away from me. I don't want to feel this bad. My wounded ego here is not helping me. Thank you for this inspiration. I actually have verbal conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my daily practice. I feel, I ask for a lot. And I feel that I am blessed a lot. And I am aware of my blessings. And I am aware of my gifts, both the ones I have and the ones I'm here to share.
Mm.
And I just defend that time vigorously. It's for me. It's not for anyone else. It's for me. And then I find and people ask me all the time, how can you do so much? How can you be so busy? How can you travel so much? How can you? And it's because of that. I fill the well first. So I don't run out of gas.
It's about drawing energy from that source that never runs out. You can never take too much. There's always more.
But I could not do it. I couldn't do anything unless I had that time to just... I feel my morning time is God loving me. I feel that it is me basking in the glow of being loved because God created me. And God loves me to be my best.
Mm-hmm.
And God loves me when I'm not. And God loves me and inspires me and blesses me and takes great joy in who I am. And my process of becoming more and more of who I am, authentically.
And yet I can hear people saying, well, it's all very well for her. She can get up and, you know, take 10 hours a day and be spiritual. But I've got things to do. It's important. I get out of bed and I run as fast as I can. And I got to hurry and do the things. And I'm dragging myself around. And can't you see how much pain I'm in and how stressed I am? How can I have time for the spiritual practice? Right?
Well, the time is, first of all, if anybody were to look at my schedule, I don't think there's a lot of people more busy than I am. You know, I really, my actual day starts at 8, my work day. I've been in Finland, Germany, Tokyo, Turkey, London, Paris, the East Coast. I'm going to San Francisco, followed by back to London, back to Croatia. And this is all in the last 5 weeks.
Golly.
And so I'm not suggesting to people to do what they can't do, nor do they have to do my spiritual practice.
Mm-hmm.
I put out a lot of energy for a lot of people in a day, so I need that much for me. But you really only need 10 minutes.
Yep.
You know what you need based on how you feel.
Yep.
And the mind... what I say to my students and myself, if I don't have the time, is if I can't slow down my life, I slow down my breathing so that I'm not in a state of anxiety. And it expands time and calms me and brings me back to center and source. So at least I would say to everyone, and I want to share a tool that will help.
Sure.
I want you to open your mouth until you feel a click in your ear.
Okay.
And inhale. Did you notice that?
Yes.
That just opened your heart and got you out of your head. Do you feel that rush of support that came in with that?
And you can't see me, but I'm smiling ear to ear.
Yes,
I do.
And that smile is the indication that you have just shifted back to the spirit. So there's a tool. I give people tools. I mean, no, you don't have to get up like me and do what I do, because your life isn't my life. But there are things you can do that are tailor-made for your life, which is what all my books are about. Doable tools in very busy lives.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful stuff. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Sonia Choquette. When we come back after this break, we're going to talk a little bit about the difference between soul and spirit and how we can bring those two together a little bit. We'll be right back after this.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and here with me is author, teacher, healer, Sonia Choquette. Her newest book is Grace, Guidance, and Gifts, Sacred Blessings to Light Your Way. That just came out this week, and it's available everywhere. Welcome back, Sonia.
I'm so happy to be back.
Thank you. I'm very happy, too, that little shift that we did at the very end of the last segment. Wow. I'm here now.
I am so happy you're sharing that experience, because it is such an energetic shift. It's so simple, but it's like changing the channel from anxiety and fear to receptivity, support, and empowerment. Just opening that throat and heart chakra, just hear that click, breathe in and let out the sound.
And you can do that anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
in line at the grocery store, in the waiting room for that appointment you've been afraid of, driving through traffic, right? Any place.
Well, I held my daughter's hand yesterday through the extraction of 3 wisdom teeth, and it really helped.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's a good tool.
Yes.
And because I'm a mother. I have kids. I have an old Victorian house that falls down. I live in the city. I have a broken knee this year. I mean, I'm like everyone else, and we all are. So I really have spent my life's work creating tools that work for us human beings to have a better divine experience.
One of the great things about this new book, I think about all your books, is how practical and usable the guidance is, how accessible the writing is. You're often talking about very deep contents, very rich things to share, but it's done in a way that does acknowledge what you just said. Hey, we're all real people. We've all got stuff we're going through. Here are some tools to help on the journey.
Right. Pardon me, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just thinking about the introduction to the book and about how one of the things that you talk about is using this book to help people shift from or unify their soul and their spirit. And I'm wondering if you can say a little bit about what the difference is.
That's a very good question. And it's the whole point of this book, because our soul and our spirit are not the same thing. And there was a point even I didn't know the difference, really. The soul is the part of us that is the student. It is the part of us that is learning, that is experiencing and reconnecting to our divine nature in the human experience. That is the great human experiment. And our soul has those experiences that are very joyful and positive, and we've learned and we've expanded and we've created more intimacy. And then there are those dark night of the soul aspects where we're not learning, we're not progressing, we're not feeling connected, we're in grave pain, we feel lost, it's all a struggle, it's too much. And the soul journey has been for us a long, slow, arduous one. But the time has come for all of us to be liberated from the soul struggle by making a huge dynamic leap to our essential, authentic, divine nature, the spark of life that we breathe in, our holy essence. It's the part of us connected to God that we cannot improve upon, that the soul is trying to merge with and remember. And now is the time that rather than pushing the soul along as we have been at an excruciatingly slow and painful pace, the new invitation is, let's just start living our spirit, our divine, unlimited, authentic, present, unconditionally loving holy self. Let us start living that. And what happens is it quickly assimilates the soul struggle, so you just no longer have a problem. And that's what this book is about, is let's shift the orientation, not struggling with the self that has problems, but let's start living the aspect of ourself that is the unlimited co-creative divine spark that we are. The pure spirit. And that's the one that was smiling when I gave you that last tool. That's the one that you said, my face is just smiling and my eyes are bright. In that moment, you were not struggling with anything. You were free. And so I help people create more and more and more and more of those moments until they become the majority of moments of your life.
And if you have a habit of reaching for those moments instead of reaching for the old things, the things that shrivel you up, the things that hold you back, the things that cause you pain, there's your shift right there.
Right. And those other things, they don't just disappear, but your perspective shifts, your attachment shifts, the love of drama, which is our biggest addiction, shifts. We start developing less tolerance for this the story and the struggle, and we become far more attached to the beauty and the fun and the expansion and the creativity and the lightness and the mental freedom of living the spirit. So it's simply, this is just an invitation like the Pied Piper to seduce you away from the limited self and to return to your divine nature. And it's a way in which you will actually have an experience. It is not a philosophy. It is an energetic shift.
And we can't make that shift just by going, I'm ready to make the shift. We need help. We can't do it by ourselves.
No. And that's the first thing I say, the ego self, which is the front lens of the soul, is a self-selecting, it self-selects out. And it's me against you as it interfaces the world. Whereas the spirit self-selects in. And it's me and you, and I need all of you, and I need all of us, and you all need me too, and we're all connected. So that's what we call getting into the divine matrix and the flow of the divine matrix. So, no, there is, and I do like to comment, even Jesus had 12 helpers for those who think they can. We need help. But it doesn't mean we're weak. It means that is how we're designed. The garden is designed to grow with the earth under the seed and the sun and the rain pouring on from above. We need connection to grow, and that connection is all around us. And it comes from our Creator, the Holy Mother, Father, Spirit, that breathed us into being. And if we as for it, we become very enriched, lovely gardens of light with many facets, many gifts, many faces, many colors. We get to be so much more. And that's what we really want.
Right. And it's a beautiful image. You've put me now in my garden of light. It's a wonderful image. I talk to a lot of people in my work, Sonia, who feel like they are the equivalent of kind of frantically hacking at hard ground. I have to make something grow from this. I have to work harder. I have to work faster. And nothing's coming up, right? I can't break through. And I think what you're talking about is maybe stepping back and releasing that struggle to allow yourself to see the garden that's actually there.
And that cannot come from thinking. Mm-hmm. That can only come from the daily practice of changing the vibration. But that daily practice isn't a burdensome assignment. That daily practice are fun little tools like I just shared. I'd love to share another.
Do another one.
I'd love to, because then people could have the experience. Here's another gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous daily practice for you to get back into the spirit. So, Karen, I want you to share with me, what do you love?
I love my kids.
And what else?
And my dog.
And what else?
And I love the way when I sit in my office and the window's open and I can smell the smell of the sprinkler when the garden's just been watered. I love that smell.
And what else?
And I love the way that clean sheets feel when I've had a hard day and I slide into bed.
And what else?
And I love the sky before a storm.
What else?
And I love the way the trees fold over the street in the neighborhood that I live in.
And what else?
And I love the minute right before you get on the plane where you know you're going somewhere and you haven't gone there yet.
And how do you feel?
Happy.
How is the expression on your face?
It's the big smile again. It's the cheek-busting smile.
Mm-hmm. And just breathe. Do that breath in to the back of the throat. And feel that breath now.
Wow.
And then listen in your head for a minute. Just listen. What do you hear?
I heard I love you.
Yeah. But not a lot of negative voices, did you?
No.
Not all that drama. So yeah. That's a daily practice. Do you know how long that took? 1 minute.
Yeah.
But if you did that every day, what do you think would happen?
If you did that
every day instead of complain about why your life is so uncomfortable or unhappy. If you did that every day, and here's the key, out loud.
Yeah. Yep. Fantastic. This is Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Sonia Choquette. When we come back, we're going to talk more about her new book, Grace, Guidance, and Gifts, and Sacred Blessings to Light the Way on Your Spiritual Journey. We'll be right back after this.
Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my special guest this hour is author, teacher, healer, speaker, Sonia Choquette. Her new book is called Grace, Guidance, and Gifts, and you can pick that up just about anywhere, and I recommend that you do that. Now, Sonia, in the book, you offer a lot of tools that readers can call on in the moment, wherever they are, throughout their daily life, to help them access these three sacred blessings, grace, guidance, and gifts. Mm-hmm. Can you say a little bit about how the book is meant to be used and what readers will find as they use the tools in their lives?
The way the book is set up is that there are three sections, one on grace, one on guidance, one on gifts. And each page in each section is like a gift for the day for you. There's a small daily lesson. It's a bite-sized lesson, just an aha to inform the mind, to retrain the mind, to support your spirit. So it's just an interesting thing to consider for the day. Followed by a mantra. And a mantra is what talks to your subconscious mind. It's just a statement or a mantra or a statement of intention or an affirmation, simple, that encapsulates what you just read and really allows you to assimilate it at a different level. And it captures your interest. It's not a long-winded, you know, It's just a quick, because that's how we learn, is in small bite sizes. That's how the brain will accept something new and begin to weave it into your feeling body and make it part of it. And then finally, there is a blessing channeled. I channeled the blessing from the Creator. So the most delicious part of each day is that you are rained upon with blessings from God to you. So it's like when you said, I love that sprinkler in the garden, mm-hmm. and everything's coming alive. Consider it the sprinkler. Hmm. It's the part that just gives and gives and gives to you. Just the blessings, blessing your very existence, blessing the holy ground you walk on, blessing every aspect of your being, because you are holy. And it overrides all that negative self-talk, okay? All that negative, you know, I like to say the mind is occupied territory. And it is being run by invaders. And this book clears that. It clears the occupation. And it allows you to begin to feel the goodness of yourself once again as you came in. Nobody came in feeling bad about themselves. That is all occupied. That is the occupied territory of the fearful, controlling frequencies of the world, watered down and settled in on your poor, you know, and vulnerable self. So this is a book for healing. And the way that you use it is open it up at any page. Carry it with you during the day. Let it be your morning practice. Let it be your evening practice. Let it be your lunchtime practice. Any page is a page that will nourish and nurture and bless you. And if you get into the habit of receiving blessings, your garden will really grow.
And there's a CD that comes along with the book, and these are meditations from you, right? Your voice with guiding meditations.
Yes, but one of the gifts that I have and have had all my life is I can be a conduit for really high frequency. So they are channeled. I went into the studio, and each one is a blessing directly spoken to the one listening. So they have a very different vibration. They come from a very deep and loving place, and you will feel the vibration. They're only 10 minutes long. So you can pop that on your, you can put the CD on your computer and you can record it, or you can, you know, just put it on your iPod or whatever. And you will have this 10 minutes. I mean, we spend 10 minutes a day in fearfully complaining about things, and we could just choose that instead. But it allows you to come back to self and your true self. And so it's very healing. People love the meditations.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice to hear. It's nice to hear talk that isn't the negative self-talk. It's nice to hear something coming at you that is not, I'm thinking of a lot of what we hear on TV or on the radio or what other people are saying. And a lot of that is about to induce fear, right? In, at some level.
It's also really important for us to be witnessed as good. That is the one thing we have very, very little experience in, is being witnessed as good, as pure, as sweet, as goodness. And this is what I was guided to write this book for, is to have the reader be witnessed as good, which is what is true and authentic.
One of the things that comes up as I talk with people about starting a daily spiritual practice and about reconnecting with the divine in their lives is that sometimes people say that they are kind of what's at the bottom of it is that they're afraid that when they connect that God is angry with them, or that they are unworthy, or that they have maybe done things that make that connection now almost impossible. Can you speak to that?
I think that that's occupied territory.
Mm-hmm.
That's the occupation. That is those voices of them moving in and shaming you, because that's how this world has been disempowering souls forever. And I feel that this is the time for that disempowered fear and control and shaming frequency to be confronted and dismantled. And for that's why the bite-sized little lessons, to educate yourself and to enlighten yourself to that all of that self-talk that you have did not arise from you or your own experience. That was imposed upon you at a vulnerable age. And it's time to say no more. And we have to do it by actually moving back into our own bodies energetically, by giving voice to our goodness and affirming without hesitation our light and our brilliance, and to confront those voices of disempowerment. But we don't have to take on the whole thing, just as they come up for me for now, by replacing it with a much more compelling, much more beautiful voice that resonates in my bone marrow. It's true.
Sonia, thank you so much for being on the show today. You are someone who has given a lot of gifts to the world, and I feel like in this new book, you've got, there's something really transformational about this, and I appreciate you taking the time to share it with us today. Thank you so much.
It has been my pleasure, Karen, and all my love to you and your listeners.
Thank you. That is all the time that we have for today. That was Sonia Choquette. Her new book is Grace, Guidance, and Gifts. You can find that anywhere. And you can find out more about Sonia and her work at soniachoquette.com. Please also visit fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything. You can book a reading. You can sign up for the Not So Monthly newsletter, find out what's coming up on the radio show, and much more. Next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, my guest will be psychologist and best-selling author Carmen Hara. It's going to be a great show. Thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading just a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to The Hit Show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.